We are going to miss that. Thank you for letting God use you. God is speaking today. Are you listening? The question is not, is God speaking? The question is, are you listening? He is speaking. His word is living and active. He tells us in His word that it's living, it's active. And that means when you turn its pages, when you open God's word, He speaks. God's spoken in many different ways throughout the centuries. God spoke everything into being. God decreed. His word is what brought everything into existence. God long ago spoke through the prophets. And in that era, that is how God spoke. He used His prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, these prophets. When they would open their mouth, they would say, "Thus saith the Lord." And when they spoke, you were hearing God. They were His mouthpiece. Then in the person of Jesus Christ, God actually came down to earth and put on a human body. Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. That was God in the flesh. Jesus Christ was fully God. God took on humanity. And so in that time, in the time of our Gospels, when Jesus spoke, if you were right there listening, you were hearing God. You were hearing the Word of God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. That was Jesus, God's Word personified in human form. And now, finally, God's Word now exists today in the form of Scripture. God has now given us His Word in written form. Jesus ascended to heaven, and now we have the Word of God in written form. But nonetheless, all this is the Word of God. This is Him revealing Himself and His ways and His expectations to us, to you. And praise God. If you want to hear from God, all you have to do is go get a Bible. You might have 10 around the house. And you can take one off the highest shelf and dust it off and open it up. And with an open heart, you can read it. You'll hear from God. It's living. It's not a book. It's His Word. He'll speak to you. I have a little ministry that He's laid on my heart that I do on the side of whatever I'm doing. It's one of the outreach ministries that I kind of do on the side of what I'm doing. And it's called Spoken to the Heart. And it's basically, I take some pictures. The theme is really, I love the Emerald Coast. Down there, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, and Panama City. And I've been going there since I was very little. And God's always captivated me with His beauty of those places, and He's just put something about that in my heart. And so sometimes I'll take pictures down there, and I know you probably can't see this from here. You can look at it later, but this is, my parents have a timeshare at a place called Marina Bay Resort. It's on the bay in Fort Walton, and this is just a picture I took after a rain, and there were some kind of orangish looking clouds in the sky, and I'll take pictures or I'll do paintings. And then I'll always sign my name, and I'll pray about the piece, and whatever God, I'll ask God, what is the scripture that goes with this? And then whatever He tells me, whatever He reveals to me, I'll put that reference right there. And the whole idea is to get somebody who may never open the Word of God, maybe an atheist or whatever, maybe they see a pretty picture or a painting that they like, maybe they bring it home with them when after their stay in Florida and they get home. I feel like eventually one day they're going to look up and say, what in the world is that? Let me just at least see what that says. And then God has an opportunity to speak to their heart. So I've written a little booklet. This is a little business card size booklet, and it's got the logo that the Lord's given me here, Spoken to the Heart. And And then this booklet is actually just the gospel. I wrote a gospel presentation, so, you know, they can read that as well. But I just wanted to read to you about why it's spoken to the heart. The first page says, why spoken to the heart? Spoken to the heart is a ministry designed to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ through various forms of artwork. God has given us the wonderful gift of His Word, the Bible, through which He has revealed to us Himself, His ways, and His expectations. The Scripture is His Word. Therefore, when Scripture speaks, God speaks. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. The Bible is not merely a book of old writings, but it is living and active. And that's Hebrews 4:12. For those who read it, God Himself, by His Spirit, will speak at that moment to their hearts. God speaks. He is speaking. He is speaking to you today. Are you listening? Turn with me to Psalm 119. We want to look at verses 97 through 104. I told Joan 102. That was my fault. That's why your worship bulletin says 102. But it's Psalm 119, 97 through 104. Listen to what God says to us through His Word. Oh, how I love Your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on Your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey Your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey Your word. I have not departed from Your laws, for You Yourself have taught me. How sweet are Your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from Your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. God is speaking. Are you listening? There's a few things in this passage that I wanted to share with you this morning about listening to God. And that's the title of this message is Listen. Let's pray though before I go any further. Father, we do open our hearts to You, Lord. Soften our hearts. Tenderize our hearts. Lord, make us receptive right now. Sink Your truth, Your word deep in our hearts, Lord. And Lord, may we never forget it, Lord. Impress Your word upon us that we so that can, when we leave here, Lord, we will obey You. We will listen to You. We will do what You tell us this morning. Speak to each of our hearts whatever we need to hear. Whether it's what I preach about or not, Lord, speak by Your Holy Spirit to each person what they need to hear. Move me aside. Move me out of the way. We pray in Your name, Jesus. Amen. A couple things that we notice here in this passage about listening to God. And the first thing is, when you listen, love His Word. When you listen, when you're going to listen to God, when you choose to listen to God, love His Word. Love His Word. Look at the first verse, 97. Oh, how I love Your law! With an exclamation point, with emphasis. The psalmist here, God is using David to write this psalm. And he says, Oh, how I love Your law. Well, the law at that time, that's God's Word. That's the Scripture. That's what he's saying. Oh, how I love Your Word, God. That was David's heart. Oh, how I love Your law. I meditate on it all day long. You know, a good picture of meditation is a cow chewing the cud. You know, if you've ever seen a cow somewhere, maybe you've lived on a farm and you grew up with it and you've seen that. Maybe you've just passed by on the highway and you've seen the cows out there. And sometimes you just see their mouth going, just going around and around. And you think, what are they chewing on? What's going on there? They're just going round and round and round and round, just chewing the cud. That's a good picture of meditating. That's what the word meditate means. God wants you to take His Word, get a passage of Scripture in your mind. Maybe as you read the Word, maybe something jumps out at you one morning and something really impresses you. Well, that's probably God's Holy Spirit saying, hey, you need this. You need this verse. Well, go ahead and memorize it right then when He tells you that. When it stands out to you, memorize it. And then take it with you all day long. All day long, let it be going around in your mind. You're just chewing on it. You're just thinking about it, meditating on it all day long. That's what David is saying here. He's saying, God, I love Your Word. I just meditate on it all day long. That's what we need to do. You know, there's something wrong, and Neil spoke about this all morning during his lesson. There's something wrong in our country today, in America. David here was saying, I love Your Word, God, I love it. I just meditate on it all day long. Do we have that hunger for God's Word today here in America? Do you have that hunger? Do you just love it and want to meditate on it all day long? There's something wrong. Are you hungry for it? Are you hungry for God's Word? You just can't wait to wake up in the morning and get into His Word? The reason I say there's something wrong here is because in so many other countries where they're starved for the Word of God, I've heard so many different missionaries that I've heard from and that I've talked to that have just told the stories. I remember one in particular about church service, and they were going to have some baptisms, but it was pouring down rain that day, and the people had to come from miles and miles, and they would walk to get to church. And I think the pastor might have been an American missionary. I think he was saying, hey, you know, you all want to have this, you know, we could do it tomorrow or next week. And the people were like, no. You know, they're hungry for God's Word. And it turns out that they walked miles and miles and miles through mudslides and things like that to get to this place to hear God's Word in the rain, with rain pouring down, and to see people get baptized. And that kind of hunger, you hear the stories all the time that people in other countries, sometimes a whole church might have one Bible. The people can't have the Word of God. It's not that prevalent there. They can't all have a Bible. So maybe there's one for the whole church. And so the people will walk long distances so they can be fed, hear the Word of God. And the reason I say, and I even noticed some of this, I went on a mission trip to Venezuela, and I remember some of this. And the reason I say that something is wrong, something is off, is because in how many of our homes do we have 7 or 8 Bibles laying around? And how often do we run to them and say, oh my goodness, I have a Bible. I have the Word of God. How hungry are we for the Word of God? I have a friend that I've been working at Jack Ingram, and I've got a friend there. We were talking one day, and he said the same thing we were talking about. And he preaches, and he preaches in some prisons and things, and does some prison ministries. And he said, you know, I asked the people one of the last times I preached. I said, how many of you all prayed today? And you know, he said about half of them raised their hand. And this is him telling me the story. He said, and the other half, I said, well, now all those who aren't lying, and then he said, now after you finished praying this morning, if you did pray this morning, how many of you spent some time listening to God? And he hit the nail on the head, and he said, you know, we were talking about how Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, the physical food, but from every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. If you want to truly live life, Jesus said, don't just feed your physical body and eat food. You need spiritual food. You got to feed your spirit. You need the Word of God. That's your spiritual food. And you need to nourish yourself with it. And we were talking about that. And he said, you know what? He said, I got a Bible in my office. He said, I got one in my car. I got one in this. And he said, I just don't read it enough. And I know that's true for many of us. But you know, the more time we spend with him and the more time we read it, the more we want to. Because the more we hear his voice, the more he speaks to us. And the hungrier and hungrier we get. So if you're not doing it, just start now. And start small if you want to. And just start reading it every day. Ask God to speak to you. And the more you do it, the more you're going to want to. You just get hungrier and hungrier. It's the truth. So if you want to hear God, when you listen, love his word. Secondly, when you listen, become the wisest. Excuse me, you become the wisest. When you listen to God, you become the wisest. Look at verse 98 through 100. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. You become the wisest when you read his word, when you spend time in his word. You know, there's two different kinds of wisdom. There's worldly wisdom, which anybody can have and everybody can have. And countless college professors in universities around the United States and elsewhere have a lot of worldly knowledge. A lot of worldly knowledge. But there's a second kind of wisdom that's spiritual wisdom. It's spiritual knowledge. And the scripture points this out, that there's two different kinds of wisdom. Jesus spoke of it when he often said, they have ears to hear. Excuse me, they have ears, but they don't hear. You would hear Jesus say that sometimes. What did he mean? They have ears, but they don't hear. Well, he's saying they have ears, but they don't hear. In other words, the word of God goes out, but they don't hear it. Why not? Because they don't have spiritual wisdom yet. They haven't repented of their sins and put their faith in Jesus. And then this veil is lifted. And then they can understand spiritual things. That only comes from the Holy Spirit. It's spiritual wisdom. And you can't have it. Doesn't matter how educated you are, you will never have it. I don't care how many doctorates you have. You can't have spiritual wisdom till you come to that place of repentance where you turn to God and you believe and you turn to God and you trust Him. And you ask Him to save you. Then He'll give you spiritual wisdom. And that's why the psalmist here is saying, I'm wiser than my enemies. I'm wiser than my elders. He's got this spiritual wisdom. I have more wisdom than my enemies, my teachers even, my elders. I remember when I was in college, that's when the Lord really got a hold of me. When I was about 23 years old, in my last year of college, He really got a hold of me. And He brought me to a point of surrender. And I was just like, okay, God, I'm tired of messing around. I just want to give You my life. And when He began to give me spiritual wisdom, I lived out this verse. I would be in the Word of God. You know, in the morning I'd come to... I had probably three different atheist professors at different times between AUM and Auburn. Philosophy, and one of them was just secondary education professor. But anyway, three different atheist professors that I remember. And I remember just sitting in those classes and just hearing them, you know, talk about how, you know, whatever they would say about humanism and how Scripture is, you know, the Bible's ridiculous. I'm paraphrasing big time, but, you know, this is what you got from what they're saying. And God and all that. How could you believe any of that and all that? And I remember living this verse just being like, oh, Lord, have mercy on them. I remember really pitying them. Yeah, and they thought they were so knowledgeable. They thought they had their doctorates and everything. And they were. They had tons of worldly wisdom. But the Scripture says, whoever says in his heart that there is no God is a fool. God calls him a fool. And so I remember actually just feeling pity for them. And I would pray for them. I would pray for them. Back then we had cassette tapes. I actually even gave one of my professors a cassette tape from Ravi Zacharias. He has a whole ministry to intellectuals, to the intellectual community. He debates atheists at Harvard and all these places. He's a Christian. But this is true. There's spiritual wisdom. And you become the wisest when you listen to God. Also, when you listen, be sure to obey. When you listen, be sure to obey. Look at verse 101. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. Obey. Listen, hear his word, but then obey it. You know, Solomon, God tells us he was the wisest man that ever lived. God gave more wisdom to Solomon than anybody who's ever lived or ever will live. He wrote the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom in the scripture. If you need wisdom for your daily life, just read a proverb every day. There's 31 of them, so you just figure out what the date is and read that one that day. You'll have daily wisdom. But the wisest man who ever lived, he didn't use that wisdom all the time. He had hundreds of wives and all this. And, you know, we can have God's wisdom, we can have God's word, but not use it, not obey it, not live it out. But when we obey it, that's when we experience the life of blessing. So you need to obey God fully. When He speaks, you need to obey Him fully. You need to run to obey Him. You need to obey Him when you don't understand. When He tells you something and it doesn't make any human sense, there's no logic to that, that would not work. You need to obey Him anyway. And that's when you find His blessing. Anytime we obey, He blesses us. So we need to not only have this wisdom and listen, but we need to do it. Don't just be hearers of the word, God tells us in James. Be doers. We need to obey what God tells us. Well, finally, when we listen, it's better than the icing on a cake. When we listen, it's better than the icing on a cake. You know, the best food that I can think of personally, one of my favorites is Outback cheese fries. I don't know if you've ever had them, but you need to. You haven't lived until you've had Outback cheese fries. And John Allen, my oldest son, knows that's one of my favorite foods. So actually, this Christmas, I got a little piece of paper that said, "Dad, I'm buying you some Outback cheese fries." And but his word is so much better than that. It is the best food. It's that food Jesus was talking about. Man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. And you know, that is what fasting is. Jesus said, when you fast, do this and this and this. Jesus didn't say, you know, you need to fast. He assumed that we would fast at times. He said, when you fast, do this and this. Same, in the same passage of Scripture on His teaching, He said, when you pray. And you know, that's what fasting is. We give up food for a time because we want God more. We want His Word more. That's a part of fasting anyway. You know, I'm going to just lay food aside for a little bit because I'd rather have your word, God. Your word is life. Your word is true life. I need it. Lord, I'm hungry for your word. So I'm going to skip this meal, Lord. Just give me more of your word. Instead of eating for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to read your word. Please speak to me, God. I'm hungry for your word. And then the truth is, it's better. It's better. It's better than the icing on a cake. We see that in the last couple of verses. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. And finally, I just want to jump back for a second to verse 102. When you listen, know who's speaking. You need to know Him. You need to know the one who is the Word of God. I had a Mormon friend when I worked at Central Alabama Home Health years ago, and we used to talk every Friday And we would talk about the Word of God. And I remember one time she was talking about her study. And I was talking about spending time with the Lord in the morning. And there was a difference there. She was always telling me about all her study, like it was a duty and a task. And she would have to do all this learning. And maybe she would wake up in the early in the morning too, but it was like to read this much and do this. And it was like study. It was like a task to learn. And there's a big difference there between you can study the Bible like that to check it off your list. But there's a big difference in doing that and wake up in the morning and meeting with a person. Meeting with the Word of God Himself. The Word became flesh, Jesus Christ. It's a relationship. The Word is a relationship. Read it as a relationship. When you wake up in the morning, spend time with the Lord. Not Bible reading and check it off. Spend time with Him. That's just how you hear His voice. Jesus Himself said, "You study the Scriptures diligently because you think that through them you will have life." He said, "But I tell you, these are the Scriptures that point to Me." He was saying, "I'm the Word. You come to Me for life. I am the Word of God. Come to Jesus." Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You speak to us through Your Word. Lord, some of us are stuck on that obey step. Lord, help us. Lord, maybe we listen to Your Word, but sometimes we hesitate to obey. Lord, whatever step anyone in this room needs to take today to obey what they've heard You say in their heart, Lord, help them to step out and obey You. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know what He's told you this morning, but...